Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometime called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My, it's so good to come back for you on this Tuesday. It is terrific Tuesday. God has blessed us one more time. So we're going to make it do what it do like we always do. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're at on WBSW Radio, the internet station, every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You ask the question, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, what is it all about? It is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. It is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. So we have an awesome show planned for you today. We want you to be a part of it by calling in. The call-in number for the show is truly a great opportunity for you to connect with us. It's 347-857-4192. I want you to press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then distinctly, I ask you to give your location, and from that point, we ask you to move forward and share with us the what you have about our topic. Do you think you can fall in love with more than one person? And we want you to think about that for a second. I'm working trying to get my network to kind of pull in some areas that are on the devices. And you, if you allow me to take this opportunity to look at this situation in regards to Zeta Phi Sigma, its network, give me a chance and I'll get back with you. What's going on? It's checking the network to make sure. So when you call in, we're going to make sure we get you on the line, as I said, and you can talk about, do you think you can fall in love with more than one person? And we want you to share your thoughts. We have some awesome topics we're going to be talking about. Some topics we're going to focus on, guess what it looked like, truly the signs, how do people view romantic thoughts in regards to falling in love, as well as the opportunity to truly, and I'm looking at my network. Just hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I get this down to where it needs to be. Okay. Let me see. I just switched over to a new network, so let me see, can we get it to work like we're asking it to work? All right. Let's get that live button going. All right. Again, we want you to call in. I just gave you the number. Well, the link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Email the show at WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22 at gmail.com. If you want to tweet the show, you have that opportunity to tweet the show. And you can tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, The Smith Way Production, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, we want to wave. This is beautifully underscore flawed. Just join us. Thank you. We're going to give you a wave. Thank you so much for taking time. As I said on Instagram, we are partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So we truly want to use this network to get the word out. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Make a request to follow, and we'll make sure you'll be a part of all the shows, because you'll have an opportunity to see him, because we come back and repost him as well on that network, as well as President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. That's the other Instagram site that we use, your site that we're use, as well as Facebook. That's Facebook.com, Dr. L. Dialberto Smith. Check our shows out, which we're so excited to have now, truly, truly 440 episodes. And we'll be blessed, truly being blessed with 440 episodes. You can check that out by going to Blog Talk Radio and type in WBSW Internet Talk Radio. It'll take you directly to the website, and you'll get a chance to look at episodes dating back from 2017. See, that's how God is blessing us in so many ways. Also, you can check us out on Twitter, as I mentioned earlier. Check us out on Instagram in a playback. As I mentioned, Facebook, LinkedIn, Tumblr, as well as YouTube television. So that's a way to be a part of this. WVSW Radio, keep that in mind, the internet station has listeners and watchers in 25 countries. Well, 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. So we're really excited about expanding our arms, getting the word out. This is a vessel you can use. And I want to thank Jacqueline Davison for joining us as well out of McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for taking time to join us as well. And there are many more coming on. The boys slowly begin to pick up pretty much, so we have that opportunity to share our thoughts,
share our words.
Exactly what's going on.
So it's really good to have this opportunity.
Let's make this thing do what it do. Talk about, do you think you can fall in love with more than one person?
Now, I want you to be realistic. I want you to think about that before you truly answer it.
Truly take the time to think about it.
What will happen if that actually goes on in your life?
And we're talking about, when you say fall in love, You can fall in love with anybody you want, but the key to it is being in love.
When you are in love with someone, you don't have the energy and time to focus on anybody else.
We can love our family members. We can fall in love with family members.
We can fall in love with friends.
We can fall in love with a partner in a dating situation.
But when you are in love,
when you are in love,
It's a great opportunity for you to share, be kind, be willing to give, be willing to listen, be willing to listen, be willing to serve, doing all the things that is needed that you wouldn't do ordinarily.
So we're talking about, do you think you can fall in love with more than one person? You can ask that question. The ability to be in love is not possible.
You can't be in love with two or three people at one time. You can only be in love with that one person God has designated for you.
He has blessed you with an opportunity to find someone you want to love on them. You're going to keep loving on them, and you're going to keep on making sure they're comfortable.
You're going to keep on doing all the things that are needed when you're in love with someone.
It's coming from the internal part of yourself. It's coming from your heart and your soul. See, love is all about being vulnerable.
A lot of times vulnerability plays tough for some people.
Also, a bad experience in previous marriages, or what it may be.
They're not willing to be vulnerable. The first thing they say, I gave a lot in that relationship.
However, here I am still alone.
So what you have to work on and put forth the effort that you truly know that being in love with somebody means 365 days a year.
Besides just 24 hours a day, seven days a week. It requires you to put work in.
And you can't be afraid to put the work in, because if you can't put the work in,
don't give them that gift. That gift is telling them, I love you.
I love you.
That's a gift.
But if it's not reciprocated back to you,
but when we say that, we have to put the work in.
We want to know what it looks like.
We want to know what's going to happen when I fall in love.
The truth of the matter is, your body has a natural process once you give your internal part, once you give your internal part, it becomes natural to do all those things that you might be concerned about.
You have to allow yourself to let loose and let go.
And it's too many times being caught up in keeping the walls up, because I ain't got to do it for years by myself. I ain't got all the relationships I've been in. It just hasn't been good.
But here you have an opportunity. Once you recognize that one person that you're in love with, you know you have to put the work in. So answer that question, it's all right to fall in love with someone, and maybe two or three people, but being in love is going to be the key to this right here.
And we're going to talk about all phases of that. You can be a part of it. Call in the number 347-857-4192. You have an opportunity to be a part of this by pushing the number one. After you press number one, we want you to truly be prepared to listen for the last four digits of your telephone number, your cell phone. Then we'll ask for your location.
Then we'll ask you to join in with the conversation. That's what it's all about. It's all about having a ball, having a great time here. So let's look at some topics that focus on our title for today.
One of the first topics we want to look at is discuss what does falling in love look like.
That's an ordinary term, at the end, what does it look like? What if I do this? The thing about it, you will never know what it looks like if you don't do it.
You have to make the effort to do it. So always keep in mind that every topic we talk about, every statement we talk about, we talk about how it's going to look.
Let's not predetermine what it's going to look like without putting effort in to make it look like it should look.
If you're not sure how it looks like, what you have to do is still make an effort to do what you need to do.
So it's just doing things that are natural.
I'm reading one of the comments by David. That's the problem a man doesn't have the real difference between being in love and loving.
See, she hit it on the head. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your thoughts. I want everybody to have an opportunity to comment down at the bottom. Boosted Malone is joining us. Thank you, Boosted Malone. Join us.
What it looked like?
That's the question.
See, you would never know how it looks or how it feels if you have a problem as a man or woman. Your problem is you have poor relationship skills.
See, those skills will develop because you've been in bad relationships, and those skills will stick with you until you take time to go through the healing process.
The healing process requires you to take time to get some support. That support may come through counseling.
It'll take time to work on yourself. See, everybody, I'm saying you can work on yourself. You can assess yourself every day to see where you are, what your competition is. We have to watch a wise man become wise because he uses experience.
We'll say, woman or man, use your experience that you've been through.
If you've been through a rocky relationship and you shall now heal, even if you say, I take 80% of the responsibility, and the other 20% goes to that person, you can't let that 80% not be addressed to your healing process. You have to make sure you're willing to yield before you step off into that next relationship.
When you make the commitment that says, I'm all in, that means you're all in.
You can't hold back something that you felt like you should have worked on a long time ago.
Then you're not yielding enough to be all in.
You have to make sure you're there, have a state of mind.
Love is a state of mind.
Being in love is a state of mind.
See, when you put your mind into what you're doing, that means you're planning.
You're going to work physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially.
So your mind is all into it.
The state of mind is set up by the well-being of life.
So you can be successful in a relationship. What does falling in love look like?
Because the title of the show is, you think you can fall in love with more than one person.
See, you know what it looks like if you go aside, you have no problem. Let's take the thing that relates to what falling in love looks like.
See, you know you're falling in love when someone begins to take up major real estate in your thoughts.
I just talked about a state of mind. It's a state of mind.
That person now has taken up real estate in your thoughts.
So you're moving in that direction.
Now that's different from being in love. Give a shout out to Earl Presley. Give a shout out to Good to Have You, Earl. Thank you so much.
It is someone taking up real estate in your mind, in your thoughts, and that's when you know you're in the right direction.
Now we're going to talk about quickly, being in love.
See, falling in love and then working to be in love is two different things.
So you think about it. You have a state of mind that when you're in love, it doesn't just focus as a real estate card on your mind, where it's set up in your mind, in your body, and your soul.
See, that's what it's all about. That's when you know you're in love, because it's internal.
You don't love anybody external.
If you think hugging somebody is a way of showing the truth of the matter, you have to put your whole body and mind into that hug.
You have to give it all, and you can't have everything else on your mind, because if that person is selling real estate in your thoughts, That means that's the focus you have to have.
There's no question about that.
You can't play around with that. Then you truly just falling in love. You're not being in love.
And that's what it's all about.
You also find yourself rehashing your conversations in the middle of work.
See, when you love somebody and you're in love with somebody,
you can also think about the conversation.
While you're at work.
And it draws you to move toward the attention. We got some kind of network challenge today.
But we're going in and out. So bear with us on Facebook, bear with us on the other media outlet.
See, you have a conversation, and you don't forget that conversation.
So you think about the next date.
In advance, because that person has set up real estate in your mind.
And to always count this with being in love.
God only going to send you one person that you can be in love with.
So you can fall in love with many, but only be in love with one.
So you have to make sure, walk the steps of finding that person, identifying that person, then move forward and say, God bless you, and have clarity, understand.
But you got to make sure you have yourself in order first.
Too many times people don't have themselves in order.
So they're not ready for it. God's going to send that person when he thinks you're ready.
When he sends that person and he says that
you choose him, he chooses you.
Then
that's the person.
That means now I got to do some work.
I got to assess myself and say,
what can I do better?
How can I do it better?
We're just not going to say.
Okay, I hear you.
Just go do it.
Don't be afraid.
See, he's afraid of the building
when he just said,
okay, I understand,
but you don't do anything.
You have to go and do it.
You have to work hard.
Also,
when you're talking about a person falling in love, you even envision your future together.
See, that's important.
You can see yourself with that person.
The rest of your life.
Because the foundation is still on what we would say concrete.
That's why they build houses on concrete.
They don't build it on sand.
You heard sinking sand.
So if you build a relationship when you're falling in love with you,
and you set up a set of real estate in my mouth, I can't wait to spend time.
You make me smile.
Then God is putting his hands on you now.
He's blessing you with that person.
Being in love is what you're working for.
We want you to be a part of this call and part of the second call.
The call number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and make sure you get your last four digits of your cell or telephone number.
And ask for your location, and then you can join in the chat with whatever thoughts you have about it.
Buzz up the horn and press one. If you're pressing one, I'll get you on it. If you just want to call in and listen to the show, you can't be blocked off radio. And I would really appreciate if you listen to the show because I want to make sure the connection is there. See, a lot of times the connection is not there, and I wouldn't know if someone tells me.
Someone has to tell me that the connection is there. So I'm really excited about having this opportunity, but I need your input to make sure I'm blocked off radio. So call in again, 347-857-4192.
You can listen to the show, or you can press one, and I'll make sure I get you on.
So share your thoughts by calling that last one to yourself.
And you can just talk as much as you want to.
All right, the next thing we want to talk about is how to put some substance behind, do you think you can fall in love with one person?
Based on what I just give you or just share with you.
I want you to keep in mind, you can ask that question from the beginning.
I want you to answer that question.
Shout out to BJ Jefferson, who's joining us now.
See, you already just from the first talk, what it looked like.
You should answer that question.
Tyler, do you think you fall in love with more than one person?
I said, yeah, you fall in love with it.
The question is, he falls in love with leads to be in love.
These are signs that you fall in love with somebody.
You can't stop staring at them when they're around.
You're so excited.
You're happy.
God bless you. Joy in your heart.
You're at peace.
The next thing is you abandon your usual activity.
See, you're going to focus on that person.
Now, he's the one I want to be around.
I'm in love with that person.
And I'm going to make sure I focus on them and focus on us as a team.
That's what we have to do.
The next thing you really need to keep in mind is you don't mind when they do something unattractive.
Because you're there to help them.
Your mate smelling hair out of place and makeup you out to be able to say,
baby,
you got a blemish there.
Push the back part down.
Dress top coming up.
These things you can do.
You know you fell in love with someone. Now being in love also will put you in the same state. See, if they do something, you won't be worried about it.
You know that it's for the good of the relationship, of the marriage.
See, you have to be on the same page with that person.
You have to use all of those things that are healthy traits to a very healthy relationship.
You have to have self-love, you have to be willing to work at whatever comes about, you have to have passion, you have to be able to do things and recognize the goodness of those things, you feel adventurous with that person, you want to take trips, you want to go to places, you want to go on adventures together.
Sometimes just pick out something to go and do, that's what you normally do, adventure means trying something new.
When you're with that person, time flies, when you're talking. Because you're trying to be able to articulate what's going on, so both will be on the same page in a relationship, in a marriage, which is a relationship, you are a team. You have to remember whatever affects you, you're going to affect that person that you're married to, even in a relationship with. If you have issues, it's going to go further in the relationship. So if you're all in, be all in. Next thing is that you're intentionally curious about them. You want to know everything about them. Got to talk. Communication.
You feel their pain. They tired.
It was amazing, back in the 1800s, and unfortunately, as we went, one of the main houses, if the guy and the master was sick, they were sick. That's a mental relationship. If your wife is sick, you don't take care. Your husband is sick, you're sick. That's what you got to be willing to give. That's all it's about, once you fall in love with them and then being in love with them. That's what it's all about.
You forget your other priorities.
See, you make that relationship a priority.
You're making a commitment to them. You crave to be intimate with them.
Sometimes it's just to hold on to them and feel the warmth, feel their heart.
You know, statements of being in love, some of the things here are being in love. You got to fall in love to be in love. So if you're not able to do that, you got to be a child. Give a shout out to Dark Child, number seven.
Thank you so much for joining us.
This is
WDSW Radio, the internet station,
Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood.
The real grassroots talk show. That focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block.
The next topic we want to talk about is viewing the romantic side of falling in love.
But before we go there, I want to say one more thing about side.
You enjoy intimacy more with that person that you're in love with.
You feel like moving real fast and sometimes real slow.
These are the things that set forth. So let's look at the romantic side in regards to falling in love. There's two camps.
The first camp is the first experience, love as the exclusive feeling.
When you first experience love, it becomes exclusive to the people that you fall in love with, the person you fell in love with, each other.
You're open to the possibility of encountering other individuals. These are the two experiences of romance falling in love.
And when I say that about opening it up, meaning that your family members you love, your friends you love.
You can fall in love with your children.
There's nothing wrong with everybody. You see that children grow and mature, and you're like, wow, that's why I love that person.
That means you're better in love with that person again. Besides them being a child, because each stage of life they grow.
So those are the two camps you might want to focus on.
Love as an exclusive feeling. And then there's a possibility of another person worthy of love.
Let's move forward to can you be in love with two people at the same time?
That's pretty much what we're saying in our title.
Do you think you can fall in love with more than one person?
So that's another person as well.
See, you can absolutely stand from the beginning.
You can fall in love with many people.
But being in love is a different story.
You can give as many people the gift of love.
Let's tell them I love you.
That's a gift.
But putting the work in to show that you're really in love with them, it requires effort.
It doesn't come easy.
So you can absolutely fall in love with two other people.
I just mentioned at the same time.
You have to make a decision on which one of those persons that you choose. Some people say that person is a little bit more than a lover. I'm willing to spend the rest of my life with that.
So when you fall in love with someone, or whether it's one person, two persons, three persons, you have to make sure you pick the one that God will let it anyway.
Just pray to him.
He's going to move those individuals and put you in the direction of that one person.
So you have to make sure that once you get involved with a second person,
they may not be the person.
They may have all the things that you think you give safety, makes me feel safe, love, and be connected.
Falling in love is an exclusive feeling.
See? Love is whether you want to encounter any other person that's worthy of it.
We want you to be a part of the show by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1, I'll make sure I get you online.
Identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number.
Ask for your location.
They ask you to join with the chat.
All right,
let's move this agenda.
The signs that you are in love with more than one person.
So we're going to give you some quick signs.
You get panicky when one wants to get more serious. The one that you want to be serious with is going to stand out from the person.
Once you panic with that person, you're not going to move forward. Once you panic with that person, you're not going to show yourself what you see. You're having daydreams. Some people have mixed up.
Call the wrong name. We call you out there. You're more than one person.
You think about one with the other. That's why God is showing you that this is the one I have for you. Let's focus on who you love.
They're paying attention to people. They don't know who you love. You say you love them, but you don't know who to call.
Now, you're in a situation you've messed around in a position with two or three people that you're going to call. Very important. Mistakes and all sides. Us to know the real meaning. Some of us don't know that. So I even call on the love. Understand those signs there. And eventually it's going to sort itself out. But what kind of damage, what kind of things you have to go through before it sorts itself out? You can do it early. You can say, okay, I think I'm going to go with this choice right here. Because this person is showing they're ready to be dead in it. They know what love is. They don't have a problem. They know the difference between love and just loving somebody.
Once you see that, you're moving in the direction of God, because he already is doing his hand for both of y'all, for each other, through certain activities of life.
That's all he's doing.
All right, the last thing I want to focus on, and I think it's really important, is ways to handle being in love with two people.
Now, I can tell you the way to handle it is that you don't have to handle it because you can't be in love with two people. You're only going to be in love with one.
That's the first thing.
You're only going to be in love with one. But you have this problem. Do you think you can fall in love with more than one person?
Let's look at one of the first things that can fall as a way to handle it.
Look into any differences between how you love each other, each person.
Look into any differences between how you love each person.
Those differences are important.
Keep that in mind.
Those differences are very important. Some people will play on your emotions.
Some people play on your mental aspect.
Some people play on your physical.
You have to look and see the difference. So when you make the decision, you're not making the decision, you're afraid of God, God knows what's right for you.
So you don't know what you have to go search. Believe what you see. Keep in mind that once you assess yourself, you know what you need in your life. You need someone to be able to work and support you in all of the well-being. The well-being are physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and they fall short.
You have to make a decision that you eliminate people out of your life.
Where it might not be anybody out of the elimination.
But be careful how you navigate through the challenges of dating and to the point where you're not able to identify because you're so blind about some emotional situation.
Physical situation, a mental situation, a spiritual situation, financial situation.
You're blind, you can't really see what you need to see. So there is always going to be some difference. God will make a positive out of those individuals, eliminate people that don't really need to be in your life.
And they will be removed.
And when I say that, I always tell people, I say,
It's so strange when you have that excitement about a person.
You know, you can't wait to talk with them.
But when they begin to move out of your life.
Oh, we begin to move out of your life. That excitement disappears.
You hear from them or don't hear from them.
That's how you know you're moving in the right direction.
And trust that person will get the same signal.
That they will not be calling you, they won't be trying to get with you now.
Because they see that their opportunity is not there anymore.
Because you have identified that you fell in love with that person.
And now you're excited about being in love with them.
That comes through the process.
Think about your needs.
See, that's one of the things people don't...
Think about your needs. I also want you to think about your wants. Do you really need an emotional roller coaster? Do you want to deal with the mental aspects? Do you want to deal with the physical aspects? Think about your needs.
That's how you have to be in love. Think about your needs and your wants. You got to consider that you want to be emotionally monogamous. You want to be emotional, not just physical, but emotional. You can focus on one person at a time. Being in love means focusing on one person at a time.
That's what you have to make sure you do. If you're in a relationship, trying to make that decision, figure out how to cope with feelings that puts you on the verge of emotional infidelity.
So you can have emotional infidelity as well as physical infidelity.
You have to be very careful about that. Emotionally, you can get caught up in wanting to talk with that person all the time, but you say, I'm in love with this other person.
They may talk with the other guy, your mate, or smooth with that person.
You have to make a decision. Don't get caught up in that emotionally infidelity.
They're there, like, every time things come up, when you know you have a significant other, you've got a partner in your marriage, they're showing up, you have to let them, you got to give them that welcome back. You got to get them going. Don't keep right in that back in there.
Because if you're in love with one of them, you may fall in love with two people, but you only have love with one of them.
One of them has to leave. So you have to remember these very important points. Thank you for joining us. It's been truly good. I know you're coming a little late.
I just want you to keep in mind some of the things that are going to help you not fall for this roller coaster life.
See, you can fall in love with men, but only be in love with one.
Yes, you remember that.
Put that as a state of mind. And you have to look for the person that meets those desires that you're praying for. God don't send that person to you.
You just got to be ready yourself to recognize.
So make sure you understand falling in love means being in love with somebody, two different things.
Falling in love means you're loving somebody. Being in love is that you truly include internal love with your heart and soul.
That's the most important thing. So the title is, do you think you can fall in love with more than one person?
You can fall in love, but you can't be in love with one person. It's been awesome. I appreciate you all joining us. It's been an awesome show. We're going to share some thoughts here. Hopefully we'll give a shout out to all those that are joining. That's beautifully underscore flawed, dark child with the number seven.
Then you also have Jacqueline Davidson, who offered some awesome comments. Bruce Malone, thank you for joining us. Earl Presley.
Thank you for joining us. BJ Jefferson, thank you for taking time to join us.
And Rosenda Brown.
Thank you so much.
And on our board, we don't have access names, so thank you for taking time to log on radio. And we're really excited about the opportunity. It's an awesome day. We have an awesome show planned for tonight. A show that's going to be broadcast tonight, really, truly, with relationships.
It is a Dr. Lowe show.
The real relationship talk show with no filter.
We're going to share some things tonight. We're excited about having a chance, and we pray that our co-host is going to join us tonight. That's Pastor, and I call him Dr. Eddie Pratt. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Tina Robinson out of Oakland, California, joining us remotely. We're going to talk truly about relationships. Excited about it, but excited about what we share with you today. Always take this topic and think about it. Do you think you can fall in love with more than one person?
Yes, you can fall in love with more than one person. God bless you with that one. It's been an awesome rest of the day. We'll see you at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been an awesome time to be here. We're going to shout out to Reginald, Gerard, thank you, Brother Dudley, of Finding Signal Community Incorporated. Thank you for joining us as well.
And Auntie joining us, and watching us. Thank you for joining us. It's been good having all of you on here, especially when it's family members, especially when it's organizations and friends. It's just got a support from inside. That's why I love coming from inside and it springs out.
Have an awesome rest of the day. We'll see you at 7 o'clock tonight on the Low Show, the real relationship talk show with filters. You can say we'll say what it is all about. Friday good, so we'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock. And as we close this up, always give you the thank you. Hashtag responsible. Even though the numbers are dropping and we don't have any people affected, but you... Pay to the global news, several countries have shut down and on lockdown now because of this Delta Omicron has sprouted up.
So that means we're not out of the woods yet.
So take care of each other. Take care of your family members. It is good to practice being good. I always tell people the protocols and health protocols that was used are not bad. We should have been watching our hands all the time. That was something we had to make sure we do because germs are all over the place. And then we should truly wear a mask. Put that mask on.
Protect yourself from all the viruses and the bacteria that goes through your mouth, your nose. There's nothing wrong with staying home. You know, you got to be out there. But be very careful for allowing yourself to put yourself in a situation.
And stay safe. You don't want people all up over you anyway.
We're learning new ways to treat people.
Bump knuckles. Use your elbows.
Get to the point that you feel like you got to hug the person.
Understand if you're coming in close contact, whatever they have, you can have.
So make sure you're with the back.
That's the last day of the protocol. Keep the vaccine.
Booster, and you can get in there and we can all be like this and be ready to go. Hashtag truly communicate my understanding. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag make it do what it is. And I always tell everybody, I love it. It's coming from my heart.
And I want you to keep it in mind that when God blessed us with an opportunity to come before you, we're excited every time. Because from the vision in 2017, he allowed me to see and do. And I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. Have an awesome rest of the evening. As I always say, as we close out,
I tell you, I truly love you. I truly love you. Joining us is best. Ocala. May God be right on the back. Thank you. I love you. That was my hell. From my heart. I truly love you. From my heart. And as we close out, thank each and every one of you joining us on Facebook, Instagram, a blog talk for you.
Have an awesome rest of the evening. And at 7 o'clock, we'll be back with the Dr. Lowe Show. The real relationship talk show with no filters. We're going to make it really do. Have an awesome rest of the evening. And as I always close out, I love you. And it ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening. And we'll see you later.